What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. It's weird without the music. I feel naked. Okay, there we go. Welcome. God, it's November. Crazy. Who knows how many episodes we put out? Probably, do you know? Does it say in there how many episodes?
We stopped
numbering. We're getting, numbering probably getting them. Close to 200 of these things, though, which is crazy. Thank you for being a part of our show. We really appreciate you. We do have a disclaimer. Some of you guys hop in at weird times. Like, some of y'all been here since day one, like literally day zero, because we started this podcast before we started the show. Some of you guys, though, just find it, hop in later on, so you may not know how this works. So, as a fresh refresher, how this works, here's my lovely mother.
Hi, this is Kramer's mom and grandma of triplets. Just want to warn you that some of the content on this show is not necessarily parentally or grandparently approved. Just be careful. It is the friend's version. That can be a little risque at times. So if you have young ears, just be forewarned. You may want to tune them out. Thank you.
Yeah.
She used to patent that grandparently.
Grandparently, yeah. I know. I don't know what it means.
She needs to do that.
That should be her podcast, yes. Grandparently
it
Approved.
It needs to be her podcast.
Yeah, her spinoff.
She also needs to do that for items for like things that she finds on Facebook Marketplace.
Ooh, Grandparently Approved. Like Nancy like puts her stamp of approval.
Yeah,
like
she needs a TikTok. She needs a TikTok and she can like find things that are grandparently approved and that are not.
We need the Goop list. We need the Nancy
Yancy
list. Yeah.
That's we do our show live on YouTube as well. Find us Kramer and Jess. I don't know. It's 10:22 right now, but you just never know. It might be. It's Wednesday morning, 10 Eastern, 7 a.m. West Coast. So what's up, Tina? What's up, Isabel? Thanks for hopping on. And just subscribe, and you guys can just be a part of this. So we have kind of a cool concept. I got to give Charlotte credit for this, because one thing that we do a good job at typically is we'll follow up on storylines if they happen in consecutive weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So like if something happens and we're like, oh yeah, let's follow up. Like for example, Jess going on her influencer weekend, mm-hmm. right? We'll come back. If it happens in the next 7 days, we'll typically talk about it. But some of these stories, like either if time progresses, like we forget about them or move on. Mm-hmm. Or we just, maybe some of these stories need multiple updates and like we just never come back to them because life kind of, other stories pop in and we just kind of forget to come back to them. So our lovely producer came up with a great concept for today's episode. And so what are we going to do today, Charlotte?
Oh, thank you. So today, the idea was to have a bit of a follow-up episode where, because I had all these questions about past things that we've talked about, and I was like, you know, whatever happened with that thing or that person? So I wrote down a little listy list of my questions for y'all.
Yeah.
And I thought we could go around and answer them.
Yeah. Because I think some of these stories we've talked about on the podcast or maybe the radio show, and then we just never kind of followed up, or maybe just...
Was it a combo of both radio show and podcast?
I stuck to Uncensored for this, just for simplicity to get things organized.
That makes sense.
And Charlotte didn't run this list past us except for one thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fine. If there's something we don't want to talk about, we can say we don't talk about it.
Totally.
It's like, I mean, I can't
can
imagine there
the
being
fifth.
Yeah, I plead the fifth. But I think everything's probably on limits, but it's not. Whatever, we can say it's not.
Yeah,
it's totally cool. So all right, we'll take a walk down memory lane.
Woo!
And let's kind of catch up on some of these stories that like whatever happened with this situation. So all right, Charlotte.
All right, we're going that back in time. Put on your That's So Raven vision vibes.
Love that.
Okay. Kramer.
Yeah.
This is what I wrote down. WTF happened to that girl who went to Italy?
I knew you were going
to
ask about her.
Who you were torn over hanging out with her or playing your new Switch.
I know. I knew you were going to ask about her.
That was like summertime, though.
It was a hot minute ago. But it was like a... a story in the making because she was going to be gone for months.
Was that? I thought that was the radio show. That was the podcast we talked about it.
That was Uncensored.
Oh,
it might have found its way into both.
It may have been both. So she actually did text me when she got back. And I did not follow up. I mean, I followed up with her, but it just had fizzled by that point. Mm-hmm, like, it's just, and I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's kind of too hard to, like, get it. And she lives up in Bel Air, y'all. So, like, it was kind of a hard, yeah. Like,
you know,
it was,
you were never doing that.
Yeah.
Not Bel Air.
Like that, I mean, that's really far. I mean, from Columbia, that's really far. And so it was kind of like you know, like when you get excited about somebody, and if you don't, like,
I mean, if you're not into it, you're not into it. Like, just say like it is.
You gotta, well, you just have a couple of weeks. And if you don't, like, nurture that excitement and, like, keep it going, it's almost, and there was nothing, I mean, actually, there's a lot of things that align, but it was just like, I don't know. If you don't keep that spark going, it just.
If it's not it, though.
If it's not
it. I think
if it's not it, then it's just kind of not it. And
yeah.
I just, there wasn't enough it. I guess, to, like, keep it going.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that was...
And honestly, I feel like we could have guessed that by the fact that you chose the Switch.
Right, you know?
So this, honestly, that feels fair to me.
And I think that should probably be a pretty good indicator.
Okay.
You know, if you pick a Nintendo system over... Because, honestly, in hindsight now, it's funny because... Yeah, I think
that's what we were telling you, too. I think when we were having the conversation, Charlotte and I were like, the fact that this is a question, I think, is telling.
So in case you don't know that story, and we should probably actually, because some of you guys might be hopping into episodes and not know what we're talking about.
We should probably do mini
recaps. So the story there was I had met this woman and really cool, really awesome. She'd come down to a yoga studio thing, and I, it was going to go out of town, and she was going to Italy for, was it a wedding or her grandparent? I forget. It was a wedding though, wasn't it?
We don't know.
It was for a hot minute.
No, she had family out there, but I can't remember. I think it was a wedding, but she also had family out there. Mm. So she was going to be gone for like 3 or 4 weeks. And I was like, shit. So we are going to have to, if we're going to meet up, it was going to have to be like literally like the next couple of days. But like the Nintendo Switch had just come out. And I was like, I really just don't feel like going out. I really just want to like play Switch. And so I was like, is that a bad sign or a good sign? And so I didn't go out. We were going to meet up when she got back, but we just didn't meet. She did text me, but
Did you respond?
I did. And it was lovely. Just more like, hey, we should meet. And we just didn't meet up. So
you're like, Bel Air is basically as far as Italy. So
it just felt like she works in the city, but it's just, it
yeah,
just,
wasn't it?
Just
wasn't the one.
It just wasn't. All right.
There
thank you.
Go. There's the update.
Love to hear it. Mm. All right. Jess. Did anything ever happen with your family member who decided that she didn't want you to air her podcast episode of Life in Bloom? Because I know that was a
they kind of like
a
put
conundrum.
A stop.
Yeah.
I think so. With that,
so what's the story first? Let's recap the story first.
Yeah. So I had a podcast where I was interviewing family members and just kind of getting insight on their life. And the most recent family member I had interviewed was my aunt, and these conversations are like very intimate and they're very in depth. And I think obviously because it's just me and my family member, they feel comfortable talking about like very intimate things. And after we had the conversation, it started to set in just some of the things that she talked about and whether or not she's going to be comfortable with them being shared, which I completely understand.
Right.
And I think and we had those conversations, and I was having those conversations before I would talk and sit down with my family member or close friend. And it was fine in the beginning. But I think like after the fact, it can feel a little overwhelming. And I understand for someone who like doesn't do this, or I also think, I mean, it's kind of crazy just to like put your business out, period, to people in your normal life. And
we're
then
so
to put it
to
on a platform, yeah. I think can kind of like be very scary. And there was just a lot of stuff that she spoke about with her family and her upbringing that I didn't even know about. And I think after she was very concerned about what her siblings would also think, she's also going through like a grief process as well. So I think there was just like a lot of deep things that she didn't know if she really wanted out there. And after that, I respected it. And I also did not want to like put her in the position of like, well, maybe if I edit it and you take a listen, like, what would you think about that? Because she even gave that as an option. But I feel like that was more so because she felt bad about us kind of needing to like scrap it.
Yeah.
So that kind of took a turn, and I had to like rethink doing that because I know that this is like a really good experience personally, and I have been continuing those conversations personally just for my own, because that's what really what I wanted anyways. But as far as like sharing them with everyone, which I completely understand is not what someone is not what all of them are comfortable with. And I don't want to put them in that position again, and I don't want to be in that situation again.
Did it make things weird?
No, it didn't make them weird, because I totally get it, because the things that she was sharing were so personal.
Right.
And I think also, which I understand and relate to, I think she was also working through them as she was talking about them, because I don't know if anyone has ever asked her those questions before.
Mm. And because, so she's trying to process them. Yes, she hasn't even processed herself.
Right. Because I can tell.
And you're so used to like just, yes.
And I think after the fact she was like, holy crap.
Almost like a vulnerability hangover.
Yes. Yeah. And she, and I completely understand.
Right.
And I was thankful that she felt comfortable going there with me, and I just don't want to put anyone else in that situation.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So are you having like another season essentially of your podcast?
I don't know. I think I've like enjoyed stuff that I've been doing just like personally with my family and stuff like that. And I also, you know, after we did that like ChatGPT thing where, remember, it kind of like ripped us apart on like things that we have to work on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things for me was that like I will talk about things like here before I actually know how I'm feeling or like work through them on my own.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing that more for myself, just as like an exercise, because that's what helps me out. But as far as like sharing stuff, I don't want to put them in that, just because there's been so much shit, and like also there's so much shit that like is still not resolved.
Your family's web is pretty complex.
That goes back so far that I don't know too if like by me doing this, if it's also going to start other things within the family. So I think that's why I've just paused it to figure out like what that means, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, some of the shit is just not, it doesn't need to be shared, and that's fine, because that's not what the priority is.
Right.
But yeah, I had to rethink where it's like the idea was there, the concept with it was there, the conversations have been beautiful, but as far as like actually putting them out there, I don't know if that's something we as a unit can handle, and I don't want to put them in that position.
You're going to explode the Dutra family the podcast.
And not even that though, you guys, like my family, both sides of my family, I mean, Stockton is so small. Like, my grandparents went to high school together.
Yeah.
That's how deep this is.
The whole city's going to melt down over the podcast.
Everyone's connected. So I think,
and you know they're all listening too.
Yeah. So there's just been a pause, and like, I'm trying to figure out if that's something I need to like share.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Sounds fun.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next question.
Okay. Kramer.
Yes.
Are things better with your friend whose boyfriend thought that you guys had a threesome?
God, honestly, no. They're not. They're not. And I'm really upset about that. So the threesome story is this. I had a friend that I had befriended who I was really, really cool with. And she got a boyfriend, and the boyfriend went through her phone and it saw a text message group with another friend. And it said something about what's something that we can do as like a trio, and like there's just blah 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 blah, we could do this, we could do this, and it's like I think I said we could have a threesome because it was me and two girls as a joke. He read that clearly out of context and then was basically like, you can't hang out with this guy anymore, he's trying to have a threesome with you.
Oh my god.
And this, by the way, was months before they even started dating. So she was, you know, it wasn't like I was saying this is somebody's girlfriend at the point, in case you didn't hear the original story. It's not. And I'm bummed about that, because I don't really feel safe in that situation anymore. I've seen her a couple of times, and every time I've seen her, it's been with him, and she's definitely had to change the way that like we interact with each other. And I don't like that. I don't like It feels very inauthentic. It feels very like forced. And I just don't have any like space for that kind of stuff, I guess. I don't know. It just the whole thing just feels icky to me. I feel like he kind of looks at me weird, and this could all be in my head, but I feel like he kind of looks at me weird now, and I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to have a fucking threesome. Like, I'm just, it's a joke. So I don't know.
It's hard for, I think it's hard. That is a hard situation for a couple to get over when they're already going through their stuff. And then also when you're like a newer addition, it's not like you're someone that like she's, that there's like history there.
Right,
substantial.
Right. So I think it's not years and years of history. No.
So I think it's hard on both sides.
So it's just annoying. It's, to me, it's like, I honestly, because I just don't want another shoe to drop. You know, is that the word, shoe to fall? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't want, like, what's the next thing? Yeah. What's the next thing that's going to be taken out of context where it's like, I don't.
Some things are just meant as seasons and that's all.
Yeah. So I don't, until that feels a lot safer to me, I just can't. So then I'm calling at the wrong time, or, you know, another text is taken out of context, or like whatever. I don't know. Like, it would be something that she would have to kind of like reassure me as like an okay situation. And like, by the interactions we have, I'm just not feeling that. So
that's a bummer.
It sucks. Yeah, it sucks.
It sounds like you're handling it.
But
really,
I'm gonna
tell
you, if I've learned anything in that situation, and this is what I've taken away from that friendship, is like, it's absolutely how I do not want to be in a relationship. Like, it's shown me, I've been around a lot of situations recently as the guy on the outside looking in, and I just don't want to be that guy. Like, I don't want to be somebody that like goes through a phone and like sees a text and instantly assumes, and like knowing my intentions of like where I was and like the friendship that we had, and like, I don't know. It was really eye open. Honestly, it was really eye opening for me. So, if anything good came from it, I guess that's like,
maybe that was the lesson.
Maybe that was a lesson. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. Yeah. Weird situation.
All right. I have one question left for each of you. Is that okay, time wise? Mm-hmm. All right. Jess.
Yeah.
Did you ever make a shady review for your shit ass apartment complex? And those are my words, not Jess.
It was kind of a shit ass place, though.
No, it was. No, I didn't. I didn't make a review.
Why not?
Because I just didn't want to be connected to them anymore.
And what's the story there, I guess, for those that don't know the story?
My apartment that I lived in the last 5 years was literally terrible. In the beginning, it was honestly really nice. And then they went through a different like management. They got bought. And then after, it was just crazy. Like, from like the office all the way to like, for 6 months straight, the fire alarm would go off in the middle of the night. And then it got to the point where like people, like, it was honestly, it was a safety hazard because no one believed that there was an actual fire, or if there was an emergency, and none of us would have left the building because we were so used to it.
Yeah.
It's like the boy who cried wolf.
No, literally.
I know. Which is so scary, by the
which
way.
Which is scary.
Because if there was an actual fire, you would be dead.
Y'all, and also, I know that this is like, I don't know if this is illegal or not, but it was so bad that like Garage Boy literally like undid the fire alarm and like put stuff over
that
it.
That is absolutely bad.
Well, just so you know. I just want you guys to know that it was literally happening that often that like literally we'd be in the middle of the night, it'd go off, and we would just put pillows over our head. We wouldn't even look anymore because it was so bad.
Now imagine there was an actual fire.
That's what I'm saying.
That's bad.
Terrifying.
Yeah,
that's
really getting bad. So bad.
And I wonder if that's illegal on their end to, you know, leave that.
No,
y'all
not
know. Correct.
Yeah.
For so
also,
long.
I mean, packages were getting stolen. Like, crime was happening on the property. His car broken into. Two cars got stolen. No, three cars got stolen throughout the entire time we were there. It was a shit show. And when we were apartment hunting, when we would say where we were coming from, each of the new places would be like, "Oh, oh shit!"
So it's got no.
There's
so
tea.
You were like in the hood. You were there the Towson hood.
There was apartment tea apparently because they were like, they are fucking crazy over there. Dude. I didn't not leave a review because I guess I could have created a fake account and done that. Honestly, I guess I could have, thinking about it now. I don't know why I didn't, but because I go by my actual name and like on my Google review stuff, it is me. Yeah. I just didn't want to be associated with anymore. And also, I really just wanted to leave and never have to think about them ever again. I did get my full deposit back, though.
That's good. That is good.
So that was kind of nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Well, that's good. It's kind of like a toxic relationship you just left in the past.
Yeah, kind of.
It was so fucking toxic.
To not have to deal with it, yeah. That's kind of nice. There's sometimes, man, where it's better just to walk away and not have to deal with it. Because then you'd always be dealing with like the stress of it being
there. We should have walked away way sooner. And I think we just kept putting it off because moving is the worst thing ever.
So annoying.
But
I'm
so glad that we did because we're so much happier where we are.
Wait, can I ask a follow-up question? What? And this is from the radio show, but I never really heard the end of the story. What happened with the moving situation? Did you guys ever like settle that whole thing?
No. The only thing that happened.
Do you want to tell that story? We did not tell that story on the podcast, I don't think.
Our movers were, I think, in total like 3 or 4 hours late to coming.
Yeah.
And granted, I will say, now this is my bad. I literally, because so many people, and I should have taken this as a warning too. I was collecting phone numbers and businesses from all the moving trucks I was seeing at my apartment complex.
That is so crazy, by the way.
There were so many. So there were always so many. So I would see like a truck and I would just call the number on the side.
Why did you not do any research, by the way?
I don't know. So
I'm busy, girl.
And I'm also like, our apartment complex, it's like kind of complicated. Like if you've already been here, I don't really have to explain myself, whatever. And I kept calling, kept getting quotes. And then I also like would call like the official people. And that shit, it would have been like well over $1,000. Yeah. Like just, and it also like the distance that we were moving from, it was just so stupid. Like that was so dumb. So I called them and we figured it out. And they gave me like a really like very, very decent price. And then.
That's your first of us, your first alert. Like if it's a decent moving price, you know it's going to be shit.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. And now that I'm more
prepared.
What
did they quote you? What did they quote you for that?
What? How much did we? Oh, it was. It was $500 flat.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
I didn't ask any questions. Yeah. And I was like, all right.
That's
bet.
A steal. That's a steal.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. That is a total steal.
Right.
So then.
Because I think even my two bedroom, I think they quoted me $8.
No one's moving anyone for $500.
Yeah, maybe they quoted me $15.
Except these guys.
Oh, yeah.
You got the 4 hour late discount.
And they're going to be 4 hours late.
Yeah. So $500 is crazy.
No. So they were 4 hours late, went to the wrong place, tried to tell me I told them the wrong place. I'd be like, no, scroll down. He was like, oh, my bad. You're right. Sorry. came through and then did the thing. I will say once they started, it was like very efficient. But
I
mean, it ruined everything else because we had so many things lined up as far as like meeting there for Wi-Fi, having to pick this up, getting the key from like when the office opened, all that kind of bullshit. Mm. And then by the end of it, I was like, I don't think I should pay you the full amount. Like you guys were 4 hours
late.
Like,
bitch, it's only $500.
Oh, and I forgot this too. They went on lunch and we thought they stole our stuff because
they didn't tell us
that they were going on lunch after they had all of our things. Oh my God. In their truck. Gerald calls them. He's like, hey, like, where are you guys? And they're like, oh, we got messy. McDonald's. We'll be there. And we're like, well, you could have told us because, like, A, like, get me some chicken nuggets. And B, we could have got lunch, too.
Yeah.
Anyways. And this is happening, like, in our apartment. And I was like, yo, dude, like, this was kind of crazy. Like, I had so much anxiety. Like, I thought you guys disappeared. And you were 4 hours late. And he's like, he goes, next time I'm going to hook you up.
Not next time I'm going to hook you up. First of all, sir, there's not going to be a next time.
And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm
what
so
about
sorry,
this interaction but, makes you think there's going to be a next time?
Next time I'm going to hook you up. And I'm like, I literally was like, there's not going to be a next time.
Like, what in the world?
He's like, I'm sorry. Like, it has to be the full amount. And I was like, you know what? And again, I know I could have pushed back. I know I could have done all these things. But they know where we live. They know how to get inside of our apartment. It was just
but
garage
to be
boy
fair,
and I.
Did you end up just paying $500, though?
Yeah.
That's a steal.
I know.
I mean, honestly, I would pay $500 and half my shit would be broken and then be late. That's still a steal.
But now I know.
Kind of got a deal.
I will say, I saw this comment and she was like, listen, when we move and if we hire movers, we're expecting it to be fucked up.
Yeah.
So when she said that, I was like, all right, I feel like if I were to use them again, I would give them a 4 hour late window.
Yes, for that price.
And not plan anything.
No. Mm-hmm.
And just not expect anything.
I kind of want their number.
Now that
I kind of want that deal.
After I went on their accounts and they do this shit to a ton of
people.
I'm
sure. Okay. For $500
apparently,
bucks,
it's like all this shit. But now that I know, I'm more prepared and I might use them again.
I mean, he's gonna hook you up next time.
He said I'll hook you up next time.
Like, what's less than $500? I mean, shit, don't hook it up. That's a good deal.
All right, final question.
All right,
Kramer.
Yeah.
Did you ever come clean to our very sweet coworker about not being a Christian?
No, I can't. I know it's terrible.
It's, and it's really
it's
bad.
Like getting worse too, y'all. So the story there is we have this very, he's not super religious, but he's clearly a religious guy. And he somehow, well, I know how it happened. It's because when I got assaulted, he was saying he was going to pray for me. And like, it somehow led from that into him thinking, I don't even know, but he got the assumption that I was Christian, and like, it just kind of spiraled from there. And then I just, you know, Christianity is, just religion in general is such like a touchy topic that like I did not want to tell him that I wasn't actually, he would start talking about Bible verses and stuff and like expect me to like talk back to him. And I just didn't like know how to like do it because I, you know, I didn't, but I didn't know if I should like just like tell him after doing this for months, like that I actually wasn't Christian. I have not said a word to him about it, but luckily like he still does it. And he, and like the things he says are very intense. Like they're very like he'll like get into it. Mm. But he doesn't do it as often, which okay. is good. So like I would say the intensity is higher, but the frequency is less.
Okay.
And so I just haven't found like the right opportunity to just like drop it in there to be like,
I've been lying to you.
And I feel like now it's been even longer.
I was going to say, because like, your assault was what, like 3 years ago?
Yeah. No, 2 years.
Two?
I feel like
that's
at this point,
that's still
insane.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, I just have to convert to Christianity and just be a diehard Christian.
That
just,
might be easier. Just like,
make
the
story
the
better because I don't think there's any way out of it at this point. I feel so bad about it.
Yep. Wow.
All right. There's your follow-up episode, y'all. Man. Yeah, that's great. Charlotte, everybody. Charlotte, sorry, we don't have time to catch up with Charlotte's stuff. We'll,
yeah, sorry, guys.
Maybe next week.
Just got Dr. Right now.
We had to prioritize, you know?
All right, get out of here. You can roll, Jess.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Just do it, J-Dub, a little bit of
night. Thank y'all for being here, man. We appreciate y'all. We love our YouTube family. Thank y'all for being here. Charlotte, I do have a lot of questions for you, too.
I would love to hear that.
I know. I'll tell you what. Next week, we'll definitely come back and we'll do some Charlotte catch-ups because you've dropped a lot of lore on this podcast.
We really have.
And I'll tell you this. In the meantime, if you guys have Charlotte follow-ups, I mean, I know exactly what you guys want to find out about. So we'll...
I mean, or for them, too, even.
Yeah.
Any follow-up questions.
If there, how about this? We'll do part two of this.
This is fun.
We'll do part two of this next week. If there's storylines that you guys want to follow up on, let us know. You can message any of us and just let us know. If we're missing a storyline or if there's anything you like, you guys never told us whatever happened with this. Then let us.
It can be from just the radio show,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's something that's fine. I think if there's a storyline that, like.
We can just do a quick recap again, yeah.
Yeah, I would say if it's on Mama's Boy, I'll leave it on Mama's Boy. But yeah. if it's a radio show or a podcast.
If it's the Kramer and Jess cinematic universe.
If it's in that universe, we'll put it over here. But I think there's so many Charlotte stories I want to catch up on, too. Because obviously.
I got some really wild updates on some, too.
I know we do. So we'll come back next week for part two of this. But it's been fun. All right. Yeah, Jess is Jess Do It. Y'all know that. Charlotte, where do we find you?
PTSD Diva. Send me your follow-up questions.
I'm That Guy Kramer. I've got a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy that I do with my mom. And by the way, if you don't listen to the radio show, we had such a funny call with my mom.
Yesterday.
So is that a separate clip or is it just isn't full?
I believe we did post that.
I think you did.
What? Let's see. Wait. Did we? Or wait.
You may have to listen to the full show.
You actually, I think it's in. Yeah, it's in the full show.
Okay, so listen to the full show. Listen to the full episode of yesterday, which would be the 4th.
Yes.
11/4.
It's 11/4.
And you'll get to hear a great Nancy Yancey phone call in that one. So, all right. That's it, everybody. Thank you for being here. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody. See
Farewell.
You.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.